The vaccination campaign follows an announcement by Zimbabwe's health ministry last week that it had detected the circulating vaccine-derived polio, also known as type 2 polio, after an environmental surveillance earlier this year. It also documented one case in a rural district in the country's Mashonaland West province. In Bulawayo, the country's second biggest city, Stolake Lehove, the council's chief nursing officer, tells VOA, confirming the presence of the virus and the occurrence of the single case in the rural area necessitated the nationwide vaccination.
This one case in a country becomes an emergency, and that's why the whole country is vaccinating all children under the age of 10 years with the novel oral polio vaccination. We shall be in the schools, in the communities, door to door, in all the municipal clinics, we'll be in all the 3 central hospitals, and some selected private players will also be vaccinating.
According to the health ministry, prior to the most recent case, the last recorded case in the country was in 1989. Zimbabwe was declared polio-free in 2005. But the country remains at risk because of the occurrence of cases in other countries, including neighboring Botswana and Zambia. Zimbabwe is also battling a cholera outbreak and is in the middle of another vaccination program against that disease. Asked about public concerns and likely resistance by some to the various inoculation initiatives, Health Director Dr. Edwin Spandamzingwane said people must understand that viruses continue to change.
We all remember during COVID-19 how many types were mentioned. They were men. So as the organisms are actually mutating, we have to constantly develop and find new vaccines, even against the same diseases.
Other countries in the region, including Botswana, Democratic Republic of Congo, Malawi, and Zambia, have also had polio outbreaks. Dr. Simbiso Ranga, a United States-based Zimbabwean physician, says while the vaccination programs are welcome, Zimbabwe's cyclic economic troubles put citizens at increased risk of various diseases.
Zimbabwe seems to be at a higher risk because a lot of the economic indicators are down, including hyperinflation. That means that families might find it difficult to make sure that children get access to vaccination campaigns. They may not have access to proper sanitary conditions, including clean water. So unfortunately, the way the economy is underperforming in Zimbabwe is a health risk for Zimbabwean citizens, especially children.
According to the World Health Organization's Global Polio Eradication Initiative, the African region in August 2020 was declared to have interrupted transmission of the wild polio virus, which is the most common type of polio, and the circulating vaccine-derived polio variants are now the only form that affects the region, with 17 countries having infections in the last 6 months. Low immunization rates are the main cause. Polio, which is incurable, affects the central nervous system, causing paralysis or deformity of the limbs, but UNICEF says vaccines are readily available. Reporting for VOA from Bulawayo, this is Kudzanai Msengi.